Over the coming days, you're likely to learn all about the contributions that Bob Aiken made to Texas politics, state education, schools throughout the state with the Aiken Group, the University of Texas, and East Texas State University. His career was a storied one. I can't speak to those things. I knew Bob Aiken to be an unfathomably knowledgeable resource on literally any subject, a remarkable media talent, and a trusted friend. I first sought him out at the suggestion of a mutual friend, Dr. John Mark Dempsey, in early 2009. The idea was to develop a radio segment about essentially anything that Bobby wanted to talk about. His knack for being up to speed with current events, global politics, and popular culture made him the ideal addition to a radio station whose mission is to educate and inform the region. He also happily accepted a role on KETR's Broadcast Advisory Board, thankfully, in the fall of 2009. He's been very active in that regard. Over the past 3 years, Bobby and I have had a standing meeting each week, whether we were on the air live or more recently pre-recording the day before the show. Each Wednesday at 1:30 p.m. has been reserved as a recording session in my office where Bobby would break down various topics in such a way that KETR's local audience might feel connected to, for instance, the French presidential election or the fall of Soviet Russia or any books he happened to be reading or the genius of movie director Christopher Nolan. He was a genius in his own right of every subject. Like clockwork, he was in my office at 1:35 on Wednesday afternoon. We recorded what would have been about the 164th episode of The Breakdown, and as was our custom before and after the recording, we talked about what was new in our worlds, in this case his recent trip to Houston over the past weekend and the amazing steakhouses he visited while he was down visiting his fellow Democrats. And I talked about KETR's fundraising efforts, of which he's been a very big part. It's typical. That's what our relationship was. He'd come in and close my office door, and I'd take the opportunity to bounce ideas off of him about station programming and fundraising opportunities and plans and university issues and restaurants in Austin or Washington, D.C. that he would suggest. He was a wealth of knowledge, too, regarding the intricacies of finance. He even offered advice that helped me through some of the finer points of my home mortgage as we started to buy a home, my wife and I, in the summer of 2009. He once told a story even about a poor kid on the receiving end of an unexpected telephone call from President Johnson. He told the story as if he'd been in the thick of the situation and sort of felt the pain that this kid felt whenever he got this unexpected telephone call while he was on telephone watch. Oh, and sometimes we would do the show when he came in as well. Over the next few days, you're probably going to hear a lot of stories about the way that Bobby touched the lives of people throughout the region and the state and the nation. I knew him to be an invaluable friend to both KETR and to me. Bobby was 65 years old when he died on June 13th, and our hearts and minds are with his wife Debbie and their family during this very difficult time. For KETR News, I'm Jared Knight.